Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur on the Parashat Yitzchak, Maimer Yud Aleph. In the previous shiur, we discussed the terrible darkness of Galus Yavon, and now we are going to understand the uniqueness of Yeshua's Yavon. In the previous shiur, we discussed the idea that Galus Yavon is the Galus of Chachmei Torah by Chachmei Umos. It's the using of the Seichel for this worldly matters. The Seichel isn't here for this world. The Seichel is here for the next world, for Achrat Hayyam, not the world of the senses, the world of the Seichel, the world of understanding, the world of comprehension, the world of perception. And Yavin wanted to use the Seichel for this worldly matters. And that's why we say in the same bracha, Al Tzadikim, Al Chassidim, Al Ziknam, Chabez Yisrael, Al Petah Sofrem, Al Geri Atzedek, we put the Zakenim, the Chachamim, the Sofrim, together with the Geri Atzedek. Because that's what Torah is. Torah is a ger in this world. Same bracha. Al Shem and Amishcha. Now we're in Os Zayin. We learn in the Gemara in Krisus that the Shem and Amishcha that we read about in Parashas Kisisa is Kulo Kayim Lasid Lava. And even though they use it, none of it ever lacked. Lo Nechser Mimenu Klum. And on this the Maharal writes, the Davka Shem and Amishcha is Shaykh this Inyan, but not other Kalim Shasa Moshe. Why? Because through the Shem and Amishcha, the other Kalim became Kadosh, and therefore remained complete. What does this mean? What does the Maharal mean? That B'Shem and Amishcha, since it was Makadosh, the other Kalim, it remained complete. And therefore we find this Nes of never being Chaser. So we're going to try to understand this. Chazal teaches, Ezu mechubad ha-mechabed ha-sabriyas. We don't find this in other midos. We don't find that somebody who makes other people rich himself becomes rich. Why, if you give other people covet, are you mechubad? So the key to understanding this mahalach is in the rule that is in force in the hashpah of the seichel. We know the rule of mitalmida yosem mikulam. In other words, not only does the seichel not lack when you're mashpia to others, but adarabba, when you're mashpia to others, it gives you more koach. This koach is unique only to hashpa'as hachochma. And the internal chius and vitality of this law is explained by the Maharal, that the seichel is a ger in olam haz. In other words, the essence of this seichel is shaykh to olam haba and to achris hayamim, like we learned in the previous segment of the shir. But the person is living in this world. This world, his seichel in this world is only a ger, but he's far away from his permanent dwelling. But derech mashal, if we see a chacham leaving the place of his regular chachma, and he lives in a place that's far from chachma, we'll understand that the chachma didn't itself want to come to this distant place. The only reason it came to this distant place was to be mashpia its chachma on others. And that's the same thing with the koach ha-seichel. The seichel is a ger in olam hazeh. And that's why we include the seichel and the chacham and the ger in one bracha, ala tzadikim ve'al zikni amcha beis Yisrael ve'al geirei atzedek. And the nature of geiris of the seichel testifies like 100 witnesses that the essence of the seichel is an essence of hashpa. Why is it here then? If the seichel shaykh to olam haba, why is it here? To be mashpia. That's why it came to this faraway place. And therefore we say that since all the other kochos hachayim are permanent dwellers in this world, therefore the inyan of hashpa is only a hechetimtzi, it's a means that they should be mashpia on others. But the koach ha-seichel, no. The koach ha-seichel is a ger in this world. Hashpa is its mahus. Other kochos hachaim, it's nice if they're mashpia. But the essence of the seichel is here to be mashpia. And when the seichel is mashpia, it's living its essential life. That's what it's here for in this world. That's why it's here as a stranger. And when you're doing what you're living a life that's really you, that expresses your true self, it adds chias. Everybody knows that when you're doing something that you really feel you connect to, it adds life. It adds life and light. And that's the mahalach of mitalmida yoser mikulam. That I learn more from my students than I did from anybody else. That this treasure of geiris haseichel causes the hashpas haseichel. And therefore that is going to be an action of acquiring as you're giving. Because what's the idea of the seichel? Seichel is here just to give. And when it's giving, it's fulfilling its true purpose. And when you're fulfilling your true purpose, you're receiving a lot. So the nesina is really a kabbalah, it's a rechisha. Mitalmida yosem mikulam. What is the essence of kavod? Kavod is recognizing the value of a certain matter. That's kavod. When you appreciate the value of a sefer Torah, you give the sefer Torah a lot of kavod. You appreciate it, tzaddik, a talmud chacham, you give him a lot of kavod. The etzem musug of the value of giving something value comes from the seichel. Erech chashivut zeh hu mishkal ruchani hu mishkal zeh bedat hu talui. This giving something value, importance, is something spiritual, and this is talui in das, and that's why Chacham say shikul hadas, because you're deciding what has more value, what takes preference, what's primary. That's in the world of das. Say for Mishle, we see that there's a contrast between ksilus and kavod, between foolishness and honor. Because to the extent that kavod comes from the seichel, it also has the rule that we find by the seichel. Baba mida, shakavod yilida seichel. In the same way, in the same amount, that kavod is generated by the seichel. The seichel tells you what's more important, what's less important. Baba mida, in the same amount, noegam bekavod oto achok noeg baseichel. You have in kavod the same rule that applies to the seichel, which is ki hashpa shel kavod al azulat urechishat kavod toch kedei hanakat kavod. When you give kavod to others, you're really giving kavod to yourself. Why? Remember, we're in the world of Seichel now. Seichel's not here to be Makabel. Makabel is a different world to be Makabel. Very interesting. The Neshama is called Kavod. The Mayan is a Merchel Kavod, like the Balamor says in Akhtamid Abrachas. Because it's not really from here. It's the Neshama. It's Kavod is Shaykh to the Kavod of the Neshama is Shaykh to a different world. So what's it here for? It's here to give Kavod. Not to be makabel chashivus, to be mashpia chashivus. And when it's mashpia on others, he's mekayim, the ultimate goal, the purpose of the metzius of kavod. And any metzius, when it's fulfilling its true purpose, its koach expands, becomes greater, its vitality becomes stronger. And just like the atzmius hasechel is for hashpa, so to kavod, which is yelida sechel, which is begat by the sechel, is also for the purpose of giving chashivas. Kavod isn't to get kavod. Kavod is here to give kavod. By osher, by gvura, other midas you can give to others, but that's yitachem. But that's not the essence of the midah. The essence of Ashiras isn't giving, making somebody else an Ashir. But the essence of Kavod is giving other people Kavod, because that's from the Seichel. And the Seichel is about being Mashpia, because the Seichel is not here for itself. The Seichel is here for, as a visitor, just to be Mashpia on others. The Seichel is Shaykh to the world of Ruach Nias. The figure, HaMechabed, Nasim Mechubed, Mirtik. And therefore, one who is Mechabed becomes himself Mechubed. But the mashir doesn't necessarily become an osher, because that's not its chiyus apnimis, that's not its essence. So the two members, Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam, Eizim Mechubra Mechabed, are two branches that come from one root. In the first memra, it's enclosed in Chachma, and in the second, it's enclosed in Kavod, but it's the same idea. Rashba. It's well known that there's one word that all the Jewish people use to talk about the Achris HaYomim, and that word is Mashiach. Mashiach means he's anointed with the oils of anointment. And it emerges then that the general period of Achris HaYomim is named after Shemen, because it's called Mashiach. Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Achris HaYomim is named after Shemen. And now this gives a strong basis for the words of the Maharal that Shemen is Milosh and Shemini, which is the number after seven, which is Alateva. And that's why we say that just like a person has a koach that's Bechinas Ger B'Olam Hazeh, so too there is a Cheftza in this world that its nature, its existence, is that of a Ger in this world, in this time. This Cheftza is Shemen. Just like the schools of Geirus of Seichel creates a mahalach of not losing out when you're mashpia, matamida yosem ikulam, when I'm giving my chokhma, when I'm giving of my seichel, I'm receiving a lot more seichel. That's the tchuna of olam haba. That's the chis of the seichel and olam hazeh, to give. And we can, since it's only here to give, and that's its chis, memel it receives. So to the Shemen HaMishcha, which is also Shayach Achris HaYomim, it gives, but it doesn't lose. You can say it gives, it lacks, and it gets right back. It never lacks from the 12 lug. It's Moshech, Moshech, anoint, 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 and it keeps getting back. Whatever it gave, it gets back. And now the words of the Maharal shine. That since Shemen HaMishcha is Mekadesh the Kelim, Lachen Kulo Kayam Le'atid Lavo. What? Kelomah, Mikevad Shemoto Shel Shemen HaMishcha Be'ashpa Davko. Harei Metziuto Shel Shemen HaMishcha Be'olam U'digmat Koach HaSeichel Ba'adam. Since the essence of Shemen HaMishcha is Be'ashpa, to anoint the Kelim, the Metzius of Shemen HaMishcha in the world is similar to the koach of a seichel in man. Umemela noheg bo hachok she'en pu'ulat hashpa mechaseret oto. This pool of hashpa doesn't cause it to lack, even though they kept using it and using it and using it, kulon isher kaim, just like the seichel. Because if you're here to be mashpia, to give, you don't lose. That's its essence. That's the essence of the Shemen HaMishcha. הדברים הללו אמורים הן בשמן המשחה. כלומר, קידוש השמן לשמן המשחה מחדש הוא בשמן תורת החפצה של אחרית הימים. When you מקדש the shemen for shemen המשחה, that gives the shemen a תורת חפצה באחרית היום. And it's posted in the words of Chachamim that shemen בכלל is משתייך to the כוח of Chachm. הם הדברים! That Metzias of Shem is Meshtayach to Koach HaChochma. The Seichel is a Ger in Olam Hazeh. And the Mela, the Shemen, can become holy in such a way that it has a Torah's Chavtz of Achris HaYomim. So much so that a lot of the powers and gifts of Tchunas HaGeiris B'Olam Hazeh appears also in this Shemen. Since Shemen is about Chochma, so in Mela it's going to get the nature of Chochma. That it gives but it doesn't lack. Kulo kayim lasid lavo. That's the Maharal says, that even though the Yavanim were metamei all the kelim, nevertheless, there is a specific emphasis on tumas hashmonim, v'timu kol hashmonim, because the Yavanim were metamei the shmonim, the shemen, the chachma. Ooh, like we saw in the previous segment of the shir, that they take the chachma and they make it olam hazadik. Chachmas chitzonios, the external, the science, what we see in this world, now we don't see, now Chachmas HaTorah. That's the Tumas HaShmanim. But what didn't they get? They didn't get the shemen that was chasum b'chosam shel kohen gadol. They didn't get that oil that had the stamp of the kohen gadol. How does the kohen gadol become holy? He becomes holy with shemen amishcha. That's how you anoint the kohen gadol, with shemen amishcha. And therefore, be'oto ha-shemen, asher kocho shel shemen ha-mishcha mofi alav, mufka u'mishlitata shel yavan. That shemen, that the koch of shemen ha-mishcha appears on it. In other words, that shemen that has the stamp of the kohen gadol, that has the stamp, the unique stamp of Shemen HaMishcha, because that's where the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol comes from. That's Mufka Mishlitasa Shel Yavan. There Yavan can't touch. That Shemen that was Munach B'chosamo Shel Kohen Gadol B'daika, that Shemen they can't touch. Because the Kohen Gadol has a unique relationship to Shemen HaMishcha, and Shemen HaMishcha is the Shemen of Achras HaYamim. So if they want to touch Stam Shemen, maybe they can get it, but not the Shemen HaMishcha that's Munach B'chosam Shel Kohen Gadol. Because when the Koach of the Shemen HaMishcha, that nature of Acharis HaYamin, appears on it, that returns everything to its source. And then we realize there are only Gerim in this world. And then the whole Koch of Yavan is Misbatel. So that by putting that stamp of the Kohen Gadol on the Shemen, and the Kohen Gadol we know is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, that's Mevatel. That's Mevatel, the Koch of Yavan. The Gemara in Krisus, they give a simen for the Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol. What's the simen? They make a key Yavanis. They make like an X, a letter in Greek. What's the pshat? Why do they anoint the Kohen Gadol with a Greek letter? That's to show that that's his koch. That's the Zel Umaz. He is the one. When we anoint him with this oil, with this Shemen HaMishcha, he is now empowered to overcome Koach of Yavan. And this is obviously why a king, we can add from Malchus Beis David, is anointed b'shemen hamishcha, not Malchus Yisrael, because Malchus Beis David, like the Rambam says, is lo me'ad, and that's exactly what shemen hamishcha symbolizes. So now we can understand the depths of the Nes Menorah of Chanukah, that these 8 days of Chanukah, the shemen hamenorah was poel b'madregaso shel shemen hamishcha, because it didn't lack. Shemen hamenorah didn't lack all these 8 days. No matter what it lost, it got it back. It lit the first night, it lit the second night, it lit the third night. It's better if we say this in machlok is exactly what the nes is. Did it lack 1/8 every night? So it did. It just became stronger, but it wasn't refilled. But we want to say here that it's like the Shemen HaMishcha. So it was never lacking. Whatever was taken was immediately refilled, or it wasn't missing in the first place. That's the Nes of Chanukah. שכיוון שאינו מתחסר על ידי השימוש בו, לא שייך בשימושו הגבלה של זמן. There's no limits of time since it wasn't lacking. And now we understand what's unique about Yeshua's Yavan. Just like the uniqueness of Golas Yavan is that they want to negate the Tchuna of Geirus from the Seichel and be metame all of the Shmanim, all of the Chachma, so too the uniqueness of Yeshua's Yavan is revealing the Koach of the Shemen HaMishcha. And that appears before Mamish, the Koach of Achris Hayamim. Asher Tchunas HaGeirus Shel Hashem and Mofia Bo before Mamish Ubegufo Shel Achush. You see the nature of Geirus before Mamish. Because what's the idea of a Geir? That he's just here to give, and Mele when he gives he doesn't lack. And that's exactly what happened to the Shemen. And when the Jews were saved from the Yavav, when the Chashmonaim were saved from the Yavanim, the Koach of the Shemen HaMishcha appeared in two ways. Number one, the Chosamo Shel Kohen Gadol Al Pach HaShemen. That's the Kohen Gadol who we saw before is Misnaged to Yavon. Because he's Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, which is Shaykh to the Achris HaYamim. So the Kohen Gadol is Shaykh to Achris HaYamim. It's Menaged Yavon, who makes the Shemen this worldly. And also, the lack of Hagbalas Hazman B'Shimusha Shel HaShemen, in the usage of the oil, that it could be used for an unlimited time, beyond nature, 8 days. And now we understand the question that with which we started this year, the first segment. Why, when we're being mefarsei in the neis haneros halalu, we say al yedei kohanecha kedoshim b'chol shmonas yimei chanukah haneros halalu kodeshem? We have to talk about the kohanim, because the chosamu shel kohen gadol and the harochas zman hadlaka are really two sides of one coin. That's the koach of the Shemen HaMishcha. That's the fact that it's unlimited. It's got the chosim of the Kohen Gadol of Achris Hayamim, and it's unlimited by time. It's above nature. It doesn't lack anything. So these are two sides of the same coin, showing the nature of the Geirus of the Seichel in this world and its complete shaychus to the Asid Lava. So this is a very, very beautiful Kedarka B'Kodesh, very Tifa Maimer from Maran of Hutner Zatzal. We should be Zelcha Lilmodu Lelame Lishma V'Las, the time is called Divrei Salma Terasa B'Yahavo, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.